The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Wednesday, August 19th. What to know today about a change of plans at the U.S. Postal Service and why lawmakers still say its leader needs to explain himself. Also, a DNC recap as Democrats officially nominate Joe Biden for president and key takeaways from a new report on election interference. Plus, Wall Street hits a record, Microsoft's new competition in its bid for TikTok, and there could be a new favorite Girl Scout cookie on its way. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Postmaster General is now saying he'll hold off on changes because of growing concerns it could threaten mail-in voting. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy now says he's pressing pause, quote, to avoid even the appearance of impact on election mail. And, quote, we will deliver the nation's election mail on time. Remember, just last week, the U.S. Postal Service warned that nearly every state might have ballots go uncounted because of slowdowns. In the last few weeks, DeJoy has introduced measures like eliminating overtime for mail carriers, reducing post office hours, and removing mailboxes. He says it's all in an effort to save the Postal Service some money, since the service has been struggling for more than a decade now. But critics have accused him of purposely slowing mail deliveries ahead of widespread mail-in voting this November. 20 states have said they would even sue over it. Well, now DeJoy says the changes will still happen, but not until after the election. Still, he'll face some tough questions before then. Democrats plan to grill him in a House hearing next week. Democrats say they still don't trust him. But first, DeJoy is set to testify before the Republican-led Senate on Friday. Republicans feel he should have a chance to explain the financial problems the Postal Service is facing. Much more to come on this, to be continued. World Health Organization's latest warning is that COVID-19 outbreaks are being driven by people in their 20s, 30s, and 40s, especially those who don't know they're infected. And the biggest concern is that young adults are infecting the most vulnerable populations, people who are sick, elderly, or anyone who lives in densely populated urban areas. As of early this morning, more than 22 million people have been infected with COVID-19 around the globe. And scientists are still trying to learn why the disease develops into a severe illness in some people, but not others. In fact, America's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says doctors are starting to see more complications in young people now. And he's never seen a single virus have such a wide range of symptoms. Those include everything from shortness of breath to loss of taste and smell to fatigue to more than 20 other known symptoms. Though remember, some people don't have any symptoms at all. Meanwhile, more universities are scaling back because of outbreaks. The University of Notre Dame has now announced it will stop in-person classes for at least 2 weeks, hoping to get some outbreaks there under control. Also, Michigan State University made an announcement saying it will shift to remote learning for the entire fall semester because about 190 people got sick before classes even started. That said, there are many other big universities that do plan to move forward with in-person learning as usual this fall, including those in Georgia, Texas, and Florida. A bipartisan Senate committee has finally finished an exhaustive investigation into how Russia meddled in the 2016 presidential election. So it released the fifth and final volume of its report yesterday. Here are some of the key takeaways. For starters, the report found former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort was a, quote, grave counterintelligence threat. Specifically, it says he was willing to share information with people closely affiliated with the meddling. That said, Manafort has never faced criminal charges for anything related to Russian interference, though he was convicted of unrelated fraud and tax charges. In this new Senate committee report, it says Trump campaign officials, like Manafort, were willing to work with the Russian government, but the report found no evidence of actual direct collusion. The report says the Trump campaign embraced the results of Russian interference and took advantage when the Clinton campaign was hacked and information was made public by WikiLeaks. But the report did not say anyone in the Trump campaign actually took part in that hack itself. What's most significant about this new report is that both Republicans and Democrats embraced the finding that the Russian government worked to sabotage the election to help President Trump. They ended it by saying this report was designed to, quote, let every American make their own judgment. It's finally official. On the second night of the Democratic National Convention, Democrats formally made Joe Biden their presidential nominee. The former vice president received enough delegate support during the roll call vote last night. Big name speakers from night two included former presidents Bill Clinton and Jimmy Carter. Clinton trashed President Trump in his speech by saying, quote, "At a time like this, the Oval Office should be a command center. Instead, there's only chaos." And Carter propped up Biden, calling him the, quote, "right person for this moment in our nation's history." Former Republican Secretary of State Colin Powell also threw his support behind Biden, saying Biden has the right character for the job. Tonight is another big night for Democrats. Senator Kamala Harris will give a speech to formally accept the nomination for vice president. Other speakers include former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and former President Barack Obama. Biden's acceptance speech will close out the whole event on Thursday night. By the way, we are also getting a little preview of what we can expect at next week's Republican National Convention. President Trump announced he'll formally accept his party's nomination at the White House. The president says by having his speech there, he's saving money on travel and security costs. Also, the night of his speech, the Washington Post says the RNC is planning a fireworks show at the Washington Monument. The Republican National Convention starts Monday and runs through Thursday. All right, we have more news coming up, but let's take a quick break from the news for our sponsor this week. As summer turns into fall, Rothy's is here to make your day with comfortable, washable, and sustainable shoes and bags. It's no surprise that Rothy's best-selling shoe, the Point in Black, has over 3,000 near-perfect reviews. And here's my review of the red Rothy's flats I have. Simply put, they're hands-down my favorite and most comfortable flats I've ever owned. There was no break-in period needed, so I wore them right out of the box, and they go with everything. I'll wear them to a fancy brunch or just walk around the block in them. They're that comfortable and versatile. And you have so many choices. Rothy's come in an ever-changing array of colors, prints, and patterns. The newest Rothy's edition is their first adjustable sneaker. It's called the Lace Up, and no matter what you choose, Rothy's uses eco-friendly materials. So check out all the amazing shoes and bags available right now at rothys.com/newsworthy. That's rothys.com, rothys.com/newsworthy for style and sustainability, meeting to create your new favorites. Head to rothys.com/newsworthy today. Now back to the news. The economy as a whole might have a long road to recovery ahead, but the stock market is soaring. In fact, it's breaking records. The S&P 500 closed at its highest level ever yesterday. It's now up 5% this year. And this is the fastest ever recovery from a bear market when stock prices had taken a historic plunge back in February and March. Well, they're not down anymore. Tech giants like Apple, Microsoft, and Amazon were big drivers in the comeback. People have needed to spend money on new networking, communications, and online shopping services. But the Federal Reserve has also helped quite a bit. Remember, it cut interest rates to nearly zero and promised to buy riskier corporate debt. Economists tell the AP those moves have helped Wall Street avoid a meltdown. Yet at the same time, the pandemic in the U.S. has sent unemployment to the highest level since the Great Depression. So why is the stock market doing so well? The Wall Street Journal explains it like this. Stock prices now are based on what's coming in the future. So it seems investors are at least optimistic the world can manage the global health crisis, especially once a vaccine is approved and in turn, economic activity will pick up. It turns out Microsoft is not the only big American company in talks to buy TikTok. The software giant Oracle is now also reportedly interested in cutting a deal with TikTok's Chinese parent company, ByteDance. Reuters reports Oracle wants to acquire TikTok's business in the U.S., Canada, New Zealand, and Australia. This may sound like a bit of a strange option since Oracle has never really dabbled in the world of social media. Instead, it mainly sells software, databases, and technology. But experts tell CNBC Oracle's probably interested in TikTok's data, which it could then use to expand to new industries. Either way, President Trump says he's open to the idea. Remember, Trump has threatened to ban the app in the U.S. unless an American company takes over. An asteroid just came closer to Earth than any other space rock has ever survived. It was small, about the size of a car, but it passed within 1,800 miles of our planet on Sunday. Scientists have never seen an asteroid get that close without actually smacking into Earth. And astronomers did not even know it was coming. Space.com reports they only discovered it after it had passed by. That's probably because of how small it was and the fact it was moving 27,000 miles per hour. Even if it was on a collision course with Earth, though, it probably would not have done much damage. CBS News reports it would have likely burned up in the atmosphere, creating a big fireball. The Girl Scouts are coming out with a new cookie flavor. This one is called Toast Yay, and it's supposed to taste like French toast dipped in frosting. It'll go on sale next year alongside the usual annual favorites like Thin Mints, Samoas, and Tagalongs. Cookie season typically starts in the winter after Christmas, although the exact date varies by region. And that's it for the main 10 minutes of news today, but now it's time for Work Wednesday, where we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. But first, I want to tell you about a podcast that is perfect if you are looking to switch careers, escape a toxic workplace, become a better leader, or deal with the impacts of this pandemic. It's called Bossed Up. The host is nationally recognized author, speaker, and career consultant Emily Aries. On this podcast, she interviews expert guests to break down complex career conundrums and helps her listeners level up their careers and lives. And recent episodes are relevant to our current situation, like, can we work from home forever? So listen and subscribe to Bossed Up. That's B-O-S-S-E-D, Bossed Up, wherever you get your podcasts. Okay, so today's Work Wednesday is about Amazon on yet another hiring spree. The online retailer announced it's looking to fill thousands of corporate and tech jobs. It now has 3,500 positions open, including ones for software engineers, data scientists, and product managers. The jobs are in major U.S. cities, too, like Dallas, Detroit, New York, San Diego, Phoenix, and Denver. Amazon says this hiring boom is all part of an expansion in major tech hubs that's going to cost more than $1 billion. And it's just Amazon's latest effort to expand. Remember, back in the spring, it hired hundreds of thousands of warehouse workers. All right, thank you so much for listening today. We'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry, with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help, so you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.